Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Flying can be an unpleasant experience. Cramped cabins, processed air, security checkpoints. But for autistic children and their families, the process can be almost impossible. Logan Airport is working to change that. Over the weekend, Massport, which operates Logan, held a day-long seminar, a dry run of sorts, for children with autism so they can experience what it's like to board a plane. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there and has this story.
And good morning, ladies. Have a welcome aboard to Blue Airways.
It sounds just like any other pre-flight announcement, but there's something very different about this one.
Our captain has informed us our flight time will be 0 minutes.
That's because this plane isn't actually going anywhere. For a few hours, it's been donated to help autistic children and their parents practice flying. There are more than 100 kids here today, almost all of them somewhere on the autism spectrum.
Kids who have these kind of dynamics, like loud noises, are much louder to them, and obviously an airport terminal is very loud.
Tom Glynn is the CEO of Massport, which owns and operates Logan Airport.
They don't like people touching them, but if you go through TSA, sometimes that is something that, you know, happens. It's kind of a dry run for them before they actually have to get on the plane, so they get used to it, and so that we train ourselves about how to do a better job serving them.
The program, Wings for Autism, runs twice a year, once in November before the holidays and once in the spring before summer break. It works just like any flight. You get your boarding pass, go through security, and board the plane. Once the passengers board, flight attendants do their usual safety routine. And once in flight, so to say, flight attendants come through the cabin with water and snacks.
Give me five. Good job. I like your way.
Each seminar costs nothing, both for families and the airport. Massport's Brad Martin, who created the program, says pilots, flight attendants, and TSA screeners volunteer their time to provide as close to a realistic flight experience as possible. Also, airlines donate their planes and the fuel costs to get here.
We started off with one aircraft, 3 years ago. And today we have three aircraft from three different companies, and it's just a really great, team effort, Logan family effort.
Martin says the program was created 3 years ago after one woman, Susie Littlejohn, tried to take a flight with her son, Henry. Henry, who has autism, got nervous and looked like he was on the verge of a panic attack.
We just decided kind of in that moment that my husband and my older son, Jack, would just continue on and go on our vacation. And then Henry and I got off the plane just because we knew we couldn't even buckle a seatbelt. We just knew that it wasn't going to work out.
Littlejohn says her son has gone through the Wings for Autism program six times, each time getting one step farther in the process. On this day, she says he made it all the way to his seat.
He won't put the seatbelt on. He wouldn't let me put my seatbelt on. But he was able to, for 45 minutes, just really sit there and do a good job. He was still panicked, but he did a good job of knowing, we're just going to sit here, we're going to go through this, and then I get to get off.
Littlejohn says she's taken an airplane seatbelt home to help Henry practice at the dinner table, but there are still worries about how he'll react once the plane takes off. There are talks at the Charles River Center, which helps organize the event, about chartering a flight just for autistic children as early as October. Littlejohn's not sure that her family will be on that first flight, but she's hopeful that she and Henry will be able to board a plane for real sometime soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.